This is WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Another Connecticut town suspends plans for flock cameras. SNAP enrollment in the state reaches a 10-year low. Lone Star Ticks expand further into Suffolk County. New York is gearing up for the U.S. Open. Plus, a competition highlights the unique things going on in Connecticut manufacturing. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Another Connecticut town is suspending plans to install license plate cameras. WSHU's Shelley Hassman-Kadish reports Bethel is the latest to join a growing list of communities putting the program on hold.
Bethel police say that although the town has a contract with Flock, the company that makes the cameras, installation is on hold until further notice. In a statement released this week, police said they would only make information from the cameras available to federal agencies with a warrant. Data from the system would be documented to show who accessed the information and for what reason. Police say the decision came after the public raised questions about the technology. Other towns have recently paused or removed the cameras because of public concerns about privacy issues. Governor Ned Lamont has urged all towns to pause the program until the state can draft guidance to protect the public's privacy. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
Lone Star Ticks in Suffolk County are making their way further west. That's according to officials who warn the insects can carry several harmful diseases. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
Suffolk County officials are warning the public to be vigilant as tick-borne diseases continue to spread. Gregson Piggott is the county health commissioner. He says it's important to wear light-colored, long pants outdoors and always check clothing and skin for ticks.
Just want to remind everybody to be careful. Ticks are out there. They are biting. It's not just Lyme disease anymore. There's a lot of things that ticks can transmit.
That includes Powassan and Bourbon virus. Officials say public education is a top priority as Lone Star Ticks and Black-Legged Ticks are traveling further west across the county, simultaneously with the deer population. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Enrollment in the federal food support program known as SNAP has reached a 10-year low in Connecticut. That comes a year after a sweeping federal tax bill made changes to the program. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports.
H.R. 1, nicknamed the One Big Beautiful Bill, was a marquee achievement for President Donald Trump last year. It cut support for programs like SNAP and Medicaid. Republicans said it was to root out fraud. Democrats and social service advocates warned it would hurt people who rely on the program. Advocacy group Connecticut Voices for Children took a look at the impacts. They found that SNAP enrollment in the state decreased 17% between July 2025 and 2026. Emily Knox is the organization's research and policy director.
We're seeing food assistance contract at precisely the moment that economic need is increasing. So that means fewer families have help buying food, and SNAP as a program is becoming less able to perform its basic role as a safety net during a weakening labor market.
Advocates say the state needs to put more money into food assistance to make up for the federal losses. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
CBIA, Connecticut's largest business organization, is running a competition to find the coolest things made in the state. A conversation on that is ahead.
Upgrading your ride? That old car in the driveway could do a lot of good. Donate it to WSHU and help keep the music and news you love on the air. We'll even tow it for free. Just visit WSHU.org to donate, and thank you.
Congestion pricing has only had a minor effect on air quality. That's according to a report from the New York City Health Department. The controversial tolling program charges drivers extra to enter Lower Manhattan. Supporters had predicted less traffic due to congestion pricing would lower pollution from vehicle exhaust. Santander has completed its purchase of Stanford-based Webster Bank. The $12.2 billion acquisition is the largest banking deal in Connecticut history. Company officials say for now, there will be no change in customers' banking experience. The future of a proposed battery energy storage facility in Holtsville is unclear as legal issues continue. A state court had ordered Suffolk County to provide a permit so construction could start, but the county is appealing that order. The county also says the facility first requires a toxic material variance. With the eyes of the tennis world turning to New York for the U.S. Open, the world's largest one-day tennis pro-am event will be held this weekend on Long Island to support programs to bring tennis lessons and opportunities to kids from under-resourced neighborhoods. WSHU's Terry Sheridan reports.
The Johnny Mack Tennis Project makes the sport accessible to more than 5,000 New York City kids each week through free community partnerships with schools in four of the five boroughs. It was founded in 2012 by tennis great John McEnroe. Ryan Cotillo is the Johnny Mack Tennis Project's executive director.
What this fundraiser supports is our programming, which ranges from free community programming, where we have school partnerships with over 34 schools in four of the boroughs. So these kids come to us once a week over the course of the school year. So that supports the actual tennis lessons and their equipment.
In addition, she says the Johnny Mack Tennis Project, or JMTP, has provided more than 550 needs-based scholarships to the John McEnroe Tennis Academy for promising players, 44 of which have earned college scholarships, including one this year who has been with the program for years.
Again, he's a kid who never would have been exposed to tennis. He's from the Bronx. There's not a ton of courts there. It's a super expensive sport, and he started with us in second grade. He just graduated from high school back in May, and he'll be heading to Hobart College in the fall on nearly a full tennis scholarship.
The Pro-Am fundraiser will be held this Saturday at Sporttime Amagansett. For more information on how to play with or just watch some of the 72 tennis pros at the event, go to jmtpny.org/events. Terry Sheridan, WSHU News.
Connecticut manufactures a lot of things. In fact, it's the second biggest industry in the state. 3 years ago, the CBIA, the state's largest business organization, started a competition to find the coolest thing made in Connecticut, and it's become quite a hit. WSHU's Brian Scott Smith spoke with CBIA President and CEO Chris DiPentima about the competition and how it all got started.
We saw this happening in a couple other states, in Illinois, Washington. And we realized that we have one of the best manufacturing sectors in the whole country, if not in the whole world, with more than 4,500 manufacturers here in Connecticut employing 155,000 people, the second largest sector in Connecticut's economy that a lot of people don't realize. It's almost 12% of our total economy. And so if other states were doing this, where manufacturing is not as significant, that we really should be doing this in Connecticut to highlight not only Connecticut's rich manufacturing legacy, but the importance of manufacturing to our state and to our residents today.
You have a really wide cross-section of manufacturing companies, big and small. Talk to us about that.
That's the whole idea, to have that diversity of the manufacturing sector, because folks ranging from aerospace and defense industry to medical devices to food and beverages, which a lot of people don't realize is one of the fastest growing subsectors of manufacturing in Connecticut, to consumer products, things that affect our lives every day around the state, around the world.
I'm guessing this is quite prestigious because looking at the two previous winners, they've got some big shoes to fill here.
That first inaugural year competition, Electric Boats Virginia Class won, and they were going against the Sikorsky Black Hawk helicopter, which is also an iconic made in Connecticut product. And it was great to just have those two behemoths in our first year going against each other. And the final tally was separated by just about 150 votes last year. Ensign Bickford in Simsbury, Connecticut. A lot of people don't realize that we have manufacturing in some of our suburbs and rural areas of Connecticut. But here's a product going outside of our world, up to space. And Ensign Bickford in Simsbury, Connecticut, playing a critical role in space innovations.
Apart from bragging rights, what do the businesses get out of this?
Awareness of the importance of manufacturing, not just for the manufacturing community, but also the other industries that support manufacturing. It's a ripple effect industry where every one manufacturing job supports about four or five other jobs in Connecticut economy. A lot of our manufacturers buy local, they spend local. So your local restaurant, your local dry cleaner, your local banks, Those folks are all supported by a significant manufacturing sector of 155,000 employees, and also the supply chain that supports those manufacturers.
People get to vote the companies in. I see on the website already you're looking for entries for next year's competition, but the public also get to vote the winners as well, don't they?
They do. They nominate. We make sure the products are made in Connecticut, key requirement. We try to bring in new companies each year and new products each year. But then the public is also deciding our eventual champion that we'll crown on October 1st at the Connecticut Convention Center.
Voting started Thursday, August 20th. How can the public put forward their votes? Where do they have to go?
So the public can vote one time each day, so early and often, and they go to cbia.com/coolest thing made to learn about the 16 products. Each round of voting lasts about a week, and we really want the winner to be public choice for what truly is the coolest thing made in Connecticut.
Chris DiPentima, President and CEO of CBIA, congratulations on the third year of Coolest Thing Made in Connecticut. Thanks for telling us all about it, and we look forward to finding out on October 1st who is crowned the winner.
Thanks for having me, Amrit.
And that website again to vote for the coolest thing is cbia.com/coolest thing. For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online, with our free app, and of course, tune in right here to the After All Things podcast every weekday evening. Don't forget to check out our brand new merch shop over at WSHU.org. Find tees, tanks, mugs, hats, and so much more. Just click on shop, and thank you for your support. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your evening. WSHU's Molly Ingram will be with you tomorrow.